Mayor Paul Pascal, as well as City Manager James Hotop of Weatherford joining us. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Doing good. Well, appreciate you taking some time and joining us this morning and this unprecedented winter event that we've had here for, gosh, it's been the cold has been with us for a week and a half, and, of course, the storms and such. Let's talk a little bit about Weatherford and how the city has been dealing with, you know, not just the weather, but, of course, we've had power outages. We have water situations as well. How are you guys in Weatherford handling everything?
The city of Weatherford's actually held up very well. So, you know, we have our own electric provider. So we've been able to, instead of just completely shutting people off for long extended periods of time, we've been able to go through a series of just rolling blackouts for having people on for shorter durations. That way, there's no one that's a customer of the city of Weatherford that's been totally without power. So we've been fortunate in that respect. We have worked coordinated with other local government agencies to offer some warming centers. We've got one opened up at the Weatherford ISD 9th grade center on South Main. And then with respect to water, you know, you've seen a lot of news around the Metroplex about having to issue boil water notices and things like that. And so we've been very fortunate to be able to have backup power generation or backup generators at some of our water sites to always maintain a safe drinking water supply. And so up to this point, we don't foresee that we'll have to issue any boil water notices. So we've been good.
When it comes to the storm itself, how did that affect Weatherford? I'm sure you guys got some snow and you guys got some ice, but how's the melting situation up there?
So we did get a fairly large amount of snow accumulation across the city, and really because of the fact that most people were hunkered down for the last couple of days, then it really didn't create a lot of issues on the roadways. So our city crews have been out sweeping some of the roads and then trying to plow and push some of the snow off to make them passable. And so really as of yesterday, all the main thoroughfares were all passable, and there was no real issues with driving across and throughout the city of Weatherford.
You know, you guys got plenty of employees for the city of Weatherford, many of them working outside in this cold. We've had, of course, some lows below zero in the morning and such. You got to be pretty proud of those folks that have to go out and put up with the weather situation to keep the city running.
Yeah, Mike, as mayor, I'm so proud of our city staff and city manager and, you know, our public safety folks have continued to function at 110% or more, working extra, working hard, and it is cold out there. But we also have our water and electric departments. And then, you know, when those water main breaks occur, they have to get out and handle those things. And they've done a very, very good job at that. We do expect the higher potential of more of those as things thaw out. But we're super proud of our city staff. Not only are they worried about their families, but they're also worried about their family of citizens and how they're taking care of them very, very well.
Have you heard from many of the residents of the city? Have you been receiving calls, or has it been pretty low? How have the citizens been handling this?
Oh, I think very, very well. I think, you know, there is a higher number of calls coming in for you know, city staff. I think council members and other leaders in the community are getting calls. But I think the city staff has done a great job at sharing information through the social media sites, you know, Nextdoor, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody can go to our website, weatherfordtx.gov. At the very top, there's a link that they can click for updates on from ERCOT, roadway, sanding, electricity, anything that they're looking for. So I think, you know, you can't get enough communication out fast enough, but they've done a really good job, and that's helped minimize those phone calls and keep people calm.
And I have to compliment you guys as well. You've been keeping in touch with us and keeping us up to date, and gives us a chance to pass along that information to the listeners that we have in Weatherford and Parker County as well. How do you guys? I mean, like I said, this is one of those events that happens, you know, once in 20, 30 years or whatever. Is this something that you guys actually prepare for? I mean, you got to be prepared. Sounds like you've had everything down pretty good.
Well, you'd like to say you're prepared for just about any situation. Obviously, this is a little unique, and it's something the state hasn't faced. But really, I mean, all the employees, whether it be our police and fire men and women or our utility folks, all fall back on their training, and they go to what they know, and they know how to provide service to people in difficult conditions. And those are basic training elements that have been reinforced into them, and it's something they're all very good at. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you worry about step one and move to step two, and that's the easiest way to kind of describe it to people, and you stay, you know, you stay focused on a task and then move to the next, and all of our folks are really good at that.
City Hall was closed yesterday. What's the status of City Hall today?
City Hall will be closed again today, along with the library and our old City Hall and those what we would always term as non-essential functions, and really that's as a result of just trying to do our part to reduce our electrical load. So, you know, we have to be able to always say that we're not taking the power away from someone's household just to power a city building for non-essential services.
And what are you hearing, and I know we're talking about Weatherford now, but what are we hearing in Parker County? How's Parker County itself? I know you have communication with the county. How are they holding up?
You know, there is varying amounts of power outages across the county as a whole. There's several different service providers that provide service outside of the county for which the city of Weatherford doesn't. And so those have impacted some of the neighboring communities and some of the outlying areas to where people have been without power for some extended period of time. And so, you know, that's really has been the emphasis on creating some of these warming centers. I described the one that we have here in the city of Weatherford on South Main. There's been three others that are set up across the county to be able to just provide a warm place for people just to go sit and warm up and just not be freezing at home, and the county has worked with all the cities on trying to establish those, so that's been a good thing.
Well, you guys are working together with your neighbors, and that's a great thing, and seems like you all have your act together in Weatherford, and you're coming through this the best you can, and listen, we certainly appreciate you guys taking some time and joining us on the Wake Up Crew, letting our listeners know in Weatherford how the city is handling this, and it's always nice talking to you, Mayor Paul Pascal, as well as James Hotop, City Manager for Weatherford. Want to, again, thank you guys for joining us this morning. We wish you the best. And, you know, like I said, I mentioned something about the temperatures. I saw 70 degrees next Tuesday. I can't wait for it. I don't know about you.
Yeah, us too. Us too.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, take care. Mayor and City Manager of Weatherford, thank you so much for joining us. Anything else we can do for you, you make sure you get a hold of us, okay?
Thank you so much, Mike.